I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
All right, okay.
The
now,
good
we're,
night,
now we're recording.
The Good Night Podcast crew is here.
Hello.
You guys went to Ottawa?
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Yes.
We've and Brockville.
Been doing the road, baby.
How was it? How are these shows? They're
amazing.
Fun?
They're sick.
Amazing.
Were you offered any halal mortgages?
I don't know with what to start.
Maybe. But we just saw this. Yeah. Just had this is breaking news.
Breaking news.
Poseidon, explain the halal mortgages.
Give me a
to
second.
Us.
I got
to
zoom out on Amr.
Oh, he's too sexy.
Ooh, I'm.
Oh, he got electrocuted by your equipment.
Yeah, halal mortgages, Poseidon. We're very curious.
I would like to read the details.
Me too.
I have the article here. Ow, motherfucker.
What the fuck?
I keep getting shocked, bro.
He's electric. It's his new haircut. It's his watch. Can we have his watch on camera somewhere? How much was your watch? Did you get a mortgage for your watch?
I'll be honest.
His website?
You got it from our den.
Hindustan Times. Is this where you guys are getting all your
Hindustan time?
What the fuck is this? That's why I said, what is this website?
The last time we were here, I think we used the same website.
Yeah. The Hindustan. Poseidon, are you subscribed to the Hindustan Times? The Hindustan.
Oh my God. But it's the, hold on.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Go to like a city news, one of them, just so that they're speaking our language.
City. Well, hold on, because he wants to see. You want to know about my watch for real? Or
Yeah, I do, but wait, let's do the halal.
Yeah, we
want
to know. Poseidon, this is breaking news, and we got to find out what they're exploring.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So halal mortgages are coming to Canada soon.
Maybe. Oh, is it they are coming to Canada? I thought they have to check them out. How do we just change shit like this and for just one segment of the population without a vote?
The federal government says it plans to explore new measures to expand access to alternative financing products like halal mortgages.
Okay.
The name just sounds racist too, by the way.
Why?
Because it just sounds like, hey, we got to stay sale down at the halal store.
Yeah, it's a mortgage.
Why
is
that racist?
It's a mortgage, but you can only get it by applying at Bustan.
Exactly. It just sounds like that.
I think that's what's happening. Bustan wants to open like a bank now.
It's like, you know, like that the neon sign of the
shawarma coin, you know?
Bustan, what does it say? The Islamic faith.
The Islamic faith considers the charging of interest to be a form of usury and considers gains made through interest to be unjust.
So does the Christian faith, and this country was supposed to be Christian. So how come we've had interest this whole fucking time?
Is he bringing back the Jews must control the banks now? They're
yeah,
the only one
this
who
is crazy. Well, that's what Trudeau's bringing up, yeah? But this is insane.
It's not insane.
Poseidon, read out loud, because we...
Sorry. Other Abrahamic faiths, like Judaism and Christianity, also consider usury to be a sin.
Exactly.
However, financial institutions operating in the Islamic world are unique in offering mortgage and lending products that avoid conventional interest payments.
There we go.
Mortgages compliant with Islamic law are already offered by some financial institutions in Canada. What? I didn't even know this.
Insane.
Though none of Canada's five big banks currently offer them. Speaking on background, civil servants say alternative mortgages will not necessarily be interest-free, but could include regular fees that replace interest charges.
Some tahini.
Also, they're relabeling interest, basically.
Yeah, basically, it's always the same. They got to make money.
Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland tabled a housing-focused budget on Wednesday that included a projected deficit of $39.8 billion
a good deficit.
Dollars for fiscal 2024 to 2025 and includes $53 billion in new spending over 5 years. The majority of new spending had been previously announced and put special emphasis on generational fairness and helping younger people, millennials and Gen Zs.
This is very unfair, though. But anyways, go back.
What does it have to do with the halal? I think they're just throwing, my God, no one likes Trudeau anymore. It's over. He's not the cool kid anymore. It's
cool.
Over.
No, this is insane.
What is the last time you saw? Because here's the thing. They could have proposed it and like, all right, doesn't need to get all that attention because clearly everyone still has to
pay
interest.
What does that say, Justin Trudeau?
Introduce halal mortgage.
Oh, is that okay? I misread that.
These are
like,
weird
the
websites.
No, because it says Muslims,
well, it's
bro.
It's for websites for Muslims.
Yeah, look, halal mortgage for Muslims.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking crazy, bro.
Bin Laden times.
That's insane, bro.
Why is it insane?
That's crazy. You can't see that it's insane.
No, it's just
you can't. So hold on, hold on.
Listen, guys,
you cannot think. See. Hold on, hold on.
Yeah.
You're in Canada.
Yes.
Canada. Yeah. If you would say Canada has an official religion, what would it be?
Christianity.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it has an official religion.
Technically, if it were, it would be.
If it were, yeah. So let's just say. No, that's America. Okay. But whatever, yeah.
God so keep our land.
Yeah, so
God
people land. Are supposed to be treated equally.
Yes.
Everyone.
Yes.
Let's be treated the same way.
Uh-huh.
When someone says, you're all going to be treated the same way, except the Muslims get this benefit.
Yeah.
The Greeks get this benefit.
Yeah.
That is not everyone being treated equal. That is insane, and you're going to cause a civil war.
You're not thinking like Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau, he's
wants
like,
votes.
Hey, first of all, you can clearly smell that we're going to go in an election soon. If he's trying to appeal to the big, huge Muslim population of Canada, you're like, ooh, okay, this is what's happening. The way he says it is that we got to respect all cultures. All cultures are equal, and thus we got to try to respect all cultures' needs.
So that's perfect, because I'm Greek and I don't want to pay taxes.
Well, I'm pretty sure you
there's
don't.
There's only like 2,000 of us.
I just got a bill for $13,000 in the other office from the federal government. So
it's only 4.9%.
Ooh, look at you rubbing it in.
I'm not rubbing it in. I called him. I'm like, oh, I'm not fucking paying this.
Jesus, did you... Was that like,
no, they made a mistake, and then they're trying to make me pay for a mistake, and I'm getting really upset.
That was like a hate crime you have to pay for.
Yeah,
so it's almost it's 15 G's for hate crime. 2,000 more, and I could
600 Trudeau jokes.
Yeah, 2,000 more, I could call Trudeau fag.
It's like 1.5, 1.6 million Muslims.
This is crazy.
Oh my god, that's like most of the population of Montreal.
Because you have to remember, if you're a devout Muslim, you don't vote. Trudeau, because he's like Zimzer, every you know, LGBTQ friendly. So you're gonna vote probably conservative. If you're a Muslim, you're conservative.
So he's trying to take as many votes as he can.
Exactly, because he knows, I gotta do something to get
this
them.
This is nuts. This is crazy. I don't know how the hell it's this fun. Is even happening. It's fun to watch.
Yeah,
but it is insane that we've come to this kind of crossroads in Canada. It's completely insane.
So it's a sin in Christianity too. It's on like the Testament.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
That's where
Jesus flipped all the tables. You're not supposed to charge interest. It's crazy, bro. And especially high levels of interest.
But wait, wasn't it Moses that came down and with the tablets and it was like no APR interest rates, Chevy, no financing.
What ended up the story of Jesus when he goes in to see all the bankers and he gets super pissed off because he finds out that they were basically loaning money but charging in crazy interest. So you can never pay it. It's kind of like how the credit cards do.
Yeah.
So you're kind of fucking people over because they need it to survive. And you make it seem like, oh, I'm just making a little bit off the top, but you're making a shit ton. And then they can never pay it off. So it's this vicious cycle. So there was a lot of racism against Jews in Europe because what was happening is since they weren't allowed to do it, Jewish people would offer loans because they would put usury. You know this.
Yeah.
And then they would make so much money, they'd end up making, after a couple of years, more money. They'd have more money than the actual state itself
and
or the banks.
And then they would get kicked out.
And then people would get super pissed and kick them out. These Jews. And it would happen it used to happen for a lot of years, the usury thing, until it became like a common thing where central banks came out and shit. So
that's where they say anti-Semitism in Europe started.
They say that anti-Semitism in Europe started for that.
I thought it was just in my blood.
You're just born with it.
I just felt it.
You already
it.
Knew about this, yeah. That's
maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's anti-Semitism. Yeah.
So they say that it started from there, and then everyone started to do it. Yeah. But technically, that's what I'm saying. People say if you're a good Muslim, if you're a good Christian, technically you shouldn't be doing these practices, but we all do it.
Of course, the whole banking system
is based
not
on
a
this.
Single Abrahamic religion that says, hey, if you don't pay your mortgage, we'll take your house and your children are going to live on the street.
No.
There's none of the world we live in
is
according to any religion that is like treat your neighbor like the golden rule.
Or like murder.
It's the gold rule. Yeah. It's not the golden rule.
Yeah, it's the gold rule. Thank
it's
you.
The gold rule.
The gold.
May gold.
Yeah, it's all about money.
All right. Well,
but this is nuts that he's actually considering this. I think it's crazy.
Listen, it's Eid, okay? Happy Eid to all the Muslim listeners tonight.
Yeah, he's trying to trend on the algorithm, you know? He said, like, he mentions, like...
Halal.
He's going to do a TikTok dance. Guys, today the halal. This is how he's going to get his...
He's just going to do all his promos at fucking Busan.
TikTok dances.
Yeah. It's just him outside in a mirror.
Well, listen, good luck for him. I don't think he's going to win this year.
I don't wish him any luck.
When is the next election?
It doesn't affect us that much.
Huh?
Whoever is in power doesn't really affect us that much.
It should. The way the system is, it does actually here in Canada because the government is so big, they control so much. The problem is, the reason why it doesn't is nothing changes. So we're always getting the same shit. Like, let's say if all this shit passes and then Poilievre wins, you can't just change things at the drop of a hat.
No,
so what the fuck's he gonna change? The most he could do is maybe drop taxes, like income tax, for a while, because we need to stimulate the economy.
It's probably gonna be for the rich, though. Not
no, you have to drop income tax for everyone for a while in order to stimulate the economy now. But everything is so expensive. So even though we're gonna have a bit more money, that's the thing I keep telling people is he should win. It'll help, but it'll help a little bit for a little bit of time. We need like a whole restructure of our government here.
We need to bring down the government, guys.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do it, but someone needs to do it. But who's gonna take over?
That's the thing. Isn't we're all idiots.
Listen, you have to choose. You go to other countries, you're in shit till here, and then you come to Canada and you're shit till here. You're like, oh, okay, well, I'll take shit till here. Everything is bad.
Yeah, it's different levels.
The whole world is going to shit. Oh, the rich are getting richer, and they're like, how can we get richer? I have an idea. No more travels. Only we get to travel. We don't want
that's
poor
not the rich.
Tourists.
Now you're talking about something else. You keep saying the rich. The rich, you could go down the street and find people who are rich. Yeah. Rich is making money. What you're describing is what we would say the elites, controllers, the government. Yeah, but don't conflate the two.
Okay.
Because that's what they like to do. They like to separate us by our categories.
Now that Pentelis is rich, he's like, don't include me with the elite, okay?
If I was rich,
I'm like you guys.
If I was rich, I wouldn't be here. If I was rich, I'd be in Texas.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, 100%. Really? Yeah. If I was rich, I'd be in Texas or Florida, guaranteed.
You can be poor in Texas. You don't have to be rich.
I know, but I'm saying if I were to leave and go there, I want to have some money.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Which right now I'm just giving it all to the government.
Mm.
I don't get to keep
oh
anything.
My God.
Well, I don't know. I think now we can go to Poseidon's watch. Poseidon, what's the story with the watch?
The clock on your wrist.
Which black rapper from the late 90s did you steal it from?
I stole that from Rick Ross.
This was actually a gift when I was 20 years old.
It was on his neck, you know, like one of those watches on the neck.
It was during an eight.
My grandmother gave it to me. She took it off the wall and put it.
Yeah, because she couldn't see, so she needed a really big dial.
Yo, did you see Rolex's new lineup?
No.
Oh.
Is it beautiful?
Fuck, they're nice.
Can I see the watch, Poseidon? Can you take it off?
Yeah, sure.
Don't. Okay.
Can you grab it? And let's play that game where, don't drop it. You'll break your ankle. I just want to show it to everyone. Guys, Poseidon is a pimp. Look at this. He's a pimp. This is insanely big. Only the brave. Said. God damn, it's so big.
That's what she said.
It's a pretty nice watch.
Thank you.
All right.
The band is actually aftermarket.
Okay.
Because it was leather initially, but then...
You're I want more gold.
But then it started melting, and then I got this, and it fits perfectly.
I want more gold. So what about the Rolexes?
They look amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to bring them up in a second. Hold on, let me put mine back on.
I have to say, watches is like a luxury I would like to get into.
It's a nice luxury. I'm liking them more and more. I like watches.
It's nice.
Yeah. I want to get like a nice like luxury watch.
Is it on their website, I imagine?
Yeah, you can find... They also put... You see new watches 2024. Everyone's talking about them.
The harmony of contrasts.
They always look the same. I can't believe they release new models every year.
No, that's the one, the 1906 or whatever. That's the one that I liked. Scroll down, Poseidon, so we can actually see stationary shots.
A nice watch, a sports car,
and
an Eastern Ukrainian girlfriend. These are the three
pillars. That's your dream?
That's the three pillars of money.
We got the GMT Master 2 Echoing Emotions.
Echoing Emotions.
I don't like the GMT, but anyways, go down.
I like the green. Ooh,
the
rose gold.
Are nice. Yeah.
This one's now we're cooking.
Gorgeous. The matte with the shiny.
Gorgeous.
I like it. Rose gold.
Nice. Wow.
Keep scrolling. This is the one I like.
Oh,
this is
nice.
This is
really
classy. This,
yeah.
Wow. Ooh, and they got the leather clasp that closes like a metal
watch.
How much
do you think that goes for?
This, I would say 26,000.
Yeah, around 30 grand US.
Yeah.
That was good.
With like a classic vintage Porsche.
Ooh.
Driving gloves.
Rolex Deep Sea.
Nice.
Bringing light to the deep.
Now, you see, this is more Poseidon style.
Yeah, definitely. It's over like too much. Go down.
This one is like a bit, not maybe big enough.
Go down, Poseidon. No, not this one, bro. Go back. They don't see the prices. It's Rolex. You have to go to the store. This one's okay. Yeah. The Daytonas are nice, but
I like this rose.
Sky Dweller.
Rose
gold is very popular now. Nice.
I can't pull this.
I like
off.
The new ones.
I have to be really, really because
this is the one.
I like my style, so I would like to have this style, but.
A nice watch.
A millionaire?
You need to put your chain on the outside, man.
Yeah.
No, I don't put... No, everyone keeps telling me to put my chain on the outside.
Why? What's your chain?
I have a chain, just a little gold chain. It's my mom's chain.
Why not?
On the outside.
Like, do this? It's.
It depends, because some people don't look good with it outside. Some people,
I think it looks pretty fucking cool.
Yeah? He does, because he has the beard thing. It looks cool. Yeah.
If you got jacked...
Yeah, oh my God.
That's your dream since we met.
Bro, if you got jacked, you could force them to give you a halal mortgage.
You gotta get jacked.
Fuck, you can't even find the price, huh?
It's usually about, yeah. It's
about depends 17,000, 18,000. Oh, no, that's $3. A seed one.
No.
Oh, it's not the same
It's one. Not the new ones. You're going to have to, you won't be able to buy them because you're going to go to the Rolex store. They won't let you.
They won't even let me enter the store.
No, you can enter the store, but when you do the application, they're going
to
laugh.
Trust me, they won't allow
you
me to
show them
the
your
store.
Watch. Like, guys, I'm one of you. And then you'll hit with your watch, you'll hit the glass, and it will all shatter. They're like, oh no. Poseidon, the god.
I like looking at these.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where would you move in Florida, by the way?
I'm going to Miami in a few weeks. I want to look around, see what's down there. Yeah. But I don't think it would be Miami. I want somewhere a bit quieter. I have no idea. Texas, it would be Austin or Dallas.
I know Abdul Butt lives in like Deerfield.
Abdul's there. Yeah, Abdul's the one who's really selling the States to me.
Dude, Deerfield Beach, a pier or whatever it is like pretty quiet, pretty sweet, slow, relaxing. Oh, it's so nice.
Are you going to Miami for fun or are you going?
I'm going to have some fun while I'm there, yeah.
Are you doing shows or just vacation?
No. I just want to look around. I'm going to bring the wife. We're going to go down there.
Oh, nice.
Take a couple
days. It's nice. It's like living, it's like visiting a porn set. Everyone's hot. Everyone's tan. Everyone's in shape. Everything is made for you to have fun.
The opposite of my life.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm going to have fun. I need the sun right now. I haven't seen the sun in like 2 months. So I want.
Dude, I went tanning yesterday. I never see the sun either. So I'm like, I need some color. So I went tanning. I went to a tanning bed.
So hold on. You're going to tanning salons. You grow up a beard.
Yeah.
Who are you? You're having a midlife crisis? What the fuck's happening?
Listen, I never see the sun either. So I look like a ghost. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go. I go once a month or something.
Put a bandana on your head and start calling everyone brother.
Grow the hair in the back. Hey, brother.
Yo, with the chain out, he actually looks like he's going to try to sell me something.
A chain.
An even bigger watch.
I'm telling you, seriously, if you go once a month just to get a little rosé, like a rosé gold tan, it's nice. The warmth feels good.
You know what I want to start doing once a month? And I've been saying this on the podcast for years and I haven't done it.
Seeing your wife, leaving the studio.
At least once a month, yeah. What I want to start doing once a month is going to either a spa or like a deprivation tank.
Okay.
Shit like that. Just no phones or nothing, just chilling.
Okay.
But I don't have the time.
Well, once a month you can squeeze it in. There's one I think on Saint Denis, not far from here. You can.
There's one. I met one of the girls that manages at Bota Bota.
Yeah.
And she gave me her info so I could let her know like, oh, is it like busy today to go? So now I'm considering it more.
Yeah.
Because now that I know that I could just go in and no one's gonna bug me.
Take your wife. It's like a date thing, kind of.
Well, I was gonna do it myself, but yeah, I could take her to.
Yeah, no,
Finlandese.
You and Poseidon sending photos to your wife.
I want to be alone. Like okay. I want to because I don't want to. The whole point is to disconnect completely because my brain is always on.
Oh, you know what you could do?
Just sleep in your car in the woods or something.
That's going to scare the shit out of me.
Go to like a silent retreat. I don't know if we talked about
this
before.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. I can't talk. No, I don't want the cults.
That's
I don't
like
14 cults.
Days, though.
I just want to relax, bro. I don't want to go to a cult. What's wrong with you?
Dude.
What's with this Islamification of this podcast? I don't want to join a cult.
Listen, they give you a copy of the Quran. You don't have to read it, but it's that straight. No. It's what I like about it. I did it once. I did like 11 days.
It doesn't shock me that you did this.
11 days?
Yeah. You're a weirdo, bro.
However, here's the cool thing is that you walk in and you look, okay, everyone looks weird. Everyone looks lost because it does attract the
weirdos. Yes, it's a cult, but go on.
Here's the thing, though. What's nice about it is that it's silent. So even if they're weird, they can't talk to you. No one's allowed to talk. It's fantastic.
I don't, first of all, you know me. Yeah. I don't like rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to, the government wants to tell me what to do, what I can and can't say. Now, these fucking...
But
hippies in a forest.
Yeah,
these forest
you, sign up, you sign up for it. It's not like
you do it. You do it for you. That's what. And you.
Why is that for me? I would hate that.
All
I love
you
talking.
Do every day is you sit down and you learn to meditate. It is honestly one of the best things I've done because you get to be alone. You get to first of all, your brain starts working on like overdrive, just writing joke, and then it slows down, and then you start just observing nature because it's in nature, observing the people, observing the nature, and then you know. I got one laugh. It was great.
It was a fart.
It was.
Oh, really?
What happened is that you sit. First of all, they separate the women and the men. So there's no even like sexual, well, I don't know.
Only for Amber, though.
Your Sharia forest cult doesn't surprise me. Go on.
You sit in a big room and then everyone's sitting and meditating. But of course, first of all, you're eating vegetarian food.
Bro, go fuck yourself.
Delicious food. Delicious.
Vegetarian ain't bad. I like some vegetarian's good. Come on.
Delicious. I was impressed by the quality of the food. Yeah. Just fresh fruits and beans and stuff.
Nice. Love beans.
So imagine a group of 150 men. Someone's going to fart eventually. So someone farted and I just couldn't, like I was sitting, I was meditating and I just couldn't hold my laugh. So I just, so imagine a silent room here. And then I started laughing. And the guy next to me started laughing. And then the whole room started laughing.
And then you
the
farted?
Teacher, no, I didn't fart. I just started laughing at the fart. And then the teacher is like, all right, quiet, everybody.
He spoke?
He spoke.
Oh, wow. He got
this guy fucking, this guy can't even follow his own rules, bro.
Rules for thee, but not for me. And I remember the last day when...
actually, the opposite, but yeah.
The last day when we were allowed to talk, someone ran outside and went, who laughed at the fart? I'm like, it was me. like another guy. I'm like, that was the most hilarious thing that happened. I was proud of myself.
That's nice.
Getting, I'm telling you, it's good. You can do 3 days. You don't know. You don't talk to anyone. Imagine how great that is.
No, I love phone, that you think no you're reading. Selling this to me.
You could do this alone.
Gay forest cult shit. I'm not doing.
Go rent a chalet and be alone for 3 days. It's the same.
Yeah,
feeling.
That'll. I just don't like the cult aspect of it.
Sounds but like Bohemian Grove.
Yeah. We fucked children after. I forgot to mention. But they got
them on fire. So nothing changed. So you went down there and you didn't change your lifestyle. No, but I do need to start once a month just taking some time for myself.
Yeah. You do work 7 days a week? There's not a single day off?
No.
Do you do anything fun?
Yeah.
What do you do for fun?
My life. It's a good life.
When I say fun, like a hobby.
What do you mean?
Do you have a hobby?
You have a Nintendo Switch or
I play backgammon. I
have a PlayStation. I haven't played it in a while because I've been busy.
He yells at minorities.
I do yell at minorities.
That is quite fun.
It's a good hobby. I yell at majorities too. Like I don't stop at minorities. Hobby? Fuck. What do I do besides
that? Maybe
now?
You just need a hobby. You're like me.
Video games.
I stopped playing hockey ever since I got into that fight with those people. So maybe I should pick up hockey again.
Or get into fights. What happened? Can we ask what happened? Did you talk about it?
I beat a guy up.
Okay. Why did he deserve
very
it?
Very tenderly. Did he deserve it? I watched out for him. Okay. It was kind of a CM Punk situation. I choked him out more than anything.
So you were playing hockey.
A guy was mad at me because I was very good at what I do.
Yeah.
And then he punched me.
He punched like in the on the
yeah he dro- he punched me in whatever. The face. And then I looked at him and I said, "You don't want to do this, bro."
Okay.
And he punched me again, and I said, "I'm telling you, you don't do this." And then he punched me, and I go, all right, it's fucking over. And I fucking ragdolled
Whoa.
Him. And then his son was screaming, like, oh, my dad. Stop beating up my dad. And then I was very embarrassed.
You raped his father.
And I was very, very embarrassed. I was very embarrassed when I heard him. And I was like, oh, yeah, I shouldn't have. Like obviously, I'm bigger. Obviously, it's not good to get punched.
Yeah.
But I was like, but we knew what was going to happen. Like, it's not a fair fight, you know?
Hold on. To be fair, you warned him twice.
Yeah. I did. Yeah, I did warn him.
Well, let's just say.
Anyways, the reason why I got.
That was one extra warning. Usually one warning is like, good.
Yeah. No, but because you know where you're going to go. It's like, I'm going to beat you up. So then what happened was, then I left. I was like, this is fucking crazy. So I left that day. Like, the game was done anyway. And then I got an email. The guy who runs the league was trying to big dick me for some reason. And he goes, yeah, you're both suspended for 2 weeks or a month or whatever the fuck it was. And I was like, why am I suspended?
Yeah.
I could have killed him. I didn't. I choked him out. And I warned him, too. I go, I was attacked. He's like, no, because I spoke to people and they're scared because you're violent. And I go, I've been playing there for years. I never heard anyone. I go, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, they were scared to talk.
And it's hockey.
Yeah, and it's hockey. And also, I didn't do anything. Yeah. And then the guy that I got into a fight with also emailed him and me and goes, this is bullshit. I should get suspended. Pantel shouldn't because he warned me. Twice. I'm the one who attacked him. And he went light on me. He could have, the guy's, this and that. He goes, this is crazy. I'm not agreeing with this. And then I found out, I asked other people, because we heard you're not coming back. And I go, yeah, because you guys said that you're scared of me. And no one fucking said that. This guy's just making shit up. So I was so pissed. I go, I'm never fucking playing with you again. Because if they're scared, I go, fine, I won't
is
come
that
back.
The, I don't know if I can say this. Is it the Just for Laughs League? Oh. he punched Bruce Hill in the face.
I was so pissed. I was pissed about. I was so pissed at the fact that he bullshitted, they're all worried, they're scared. No. And I go, that doesn't make any sense. Why would they? They know me for years. And then when I ask the guys, they're like, no, none of us are scared. We're all pissed off that you're not playing. And then I go, it's too late. I quit. Fuck that guy.
That's it. You got to find another league.
There's another league that invited me, a bunch of comics. But the problem is it's Tuesdays in the afternoon, and I know I'm recording podcasts normally.
Oh, well.
Anyway, that's my life. But I do want to find a place to get physical, get some hockey in.
I have just the thing for you.
Or fighting. I've thought of going to Mondays because we're not doing
TriStar,
much.
TriStar, bro. It's so
I thought of going
here.
To TriStar. That's where I was thinking of going. But
Rage Cage. Have you heard about this?
It's not a sport.
That's called childhood. That's called my angry dad and mom.
I have zero. I'm not attracted to that at all. I'd rather either go learn how to fight, do some MMA.
Boxing is very fun.
And I'm going to lose tons of weight, too. It kills you.
What more weight do you want to lose?
I gotta get strong. I want to get a little six pack.
Yeah, the strong is
not a six pack, but you know what I mean? I want to lose fat.
Volume would suit you. Volume would suit you. upper body yeah. volume, yeah.
Boxing, that's it. Because I'm still fat, so I want to lose that.
That's crazy. Fat the Greek fact man. That you think you're fat is
hilarious. I am fat. I'm a fat Greek guy.
If you want to bulk, yeah, it's the boxing. Boxing is
but I'm fine fat. Being a fat Greek man.
Cardio, like having better cardio, you'll have more energy too. Yeah, I think boxing, yeah. just boxing training. I did it for a couple of years at TriStar.
Felt good, eh?
So fun. I never been as in shape as I did then.
Yeah, I might actually just do boxing. It's because I was looking at the times. I think I could join one of their MMA stuff. I think it's Mondays in the morning. I go at 11 or something. I've been looking at it for a while, and I already bought everything. I bought the gloves. I bought my bag, my wraps. I had everything ready for like months. I just didn't have the time. So I might just do that. Plus, I know a lot of the people that go there. So it'll be fun.
Where's TriStar?
TriStar is on DeCary, yeah. Right in front of the Orange Julep.
Yeah.
There's also one not from here. It's a boxing gym on like Duparc and Jean Talon, not far from there. It's a nice boxing gym. You don't want to spar because it will affect your brain, but just the training itself is.
I do want to spar though.
Yeah, but I sparred a couple of times and you go on stage and you start forgetting words, you start stuttering. It's not nice. Because I used to go, like I used to finish, let's say Friday.
So if you,
and
if
then
you're
go
gonna,
to a show.
If you're going to fucking sit here and you're going to try to make excuses for Jamie Boom Boom's comedy, I don't fucking appreciate that shit. He could speak for himself.
Was your sparring partner
trying to
kill you?
He can mumble for himself. That's, sorry? No. It's just, I think I have a weak head.
Weak chin.
Mate, but Boom Boom does fucking comedy now. He doesn't.
Yeah, but I don't want to slur my words. I want to.
He doesn't spar though. He doesn't. He's not sparring. He's just like running in the.
Now he doesn't spar.
Yeah,
but he used to.
Yeah, he used to actually train. Yeah.
Murder people.
He could still murder people if he wants.
Oh yeah. He was shadow boxing. Like, I did a show with him, and he was shadow boxing, and it was beautiful.
Wow. Yeah,
I'm like, okay, that's what you were sent to Earth to do.
Mm. Yeah, that's
not
why
not be a clown like us.
No, he can
be a killing machine.
He's small, but he knows how to use his size, and it's he knows how to fight. He's trained.
He's like Diddy Kong.
Yeah,
rolls around and shit. Yeah,
that's why I observe and I watch. I always want to see the day where some like a big guy talks shit to him because he thinks he could take him.
Oh.
And then you could just see like boom, boom, like oh, this is a big mistake. It's gonna be like how I was with the other guys. Like, bro, it's not gonna.
Okay, I saw something happen like that once. McKibbins. Early, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, open mic Sunday nights. You know, I don't know if you ever done McKibbin's.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a shit show for those listening. It's always like 3-4 audience members. Everything
oh,
was shit faced.
Oh yeah.
When we went back after COVID, you know, it came back for like a couple of months and then it stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
So Boom Boom was on stage and it was a drunk guy, and he was like, yeah, and then he stood up and he went to stick to Boom Boom. I'm like, oh my god. Boom Boom is going to kill him.
Yeah, Boom Boom is going to.
Because Boom Boom is like, yeah, yeah, come. He was like inviting. He wasn't like, bro, I'm not. He's like, no, come. Yeah. He was sitting on a stool. He's like his fifth time on stage.
Yeah, Boom Boom doesn't care.
He's like, yeah, no, come.
Why would he care? That's his, you're stepping into his aquarium.
Yeah, like, come. I'm like, no. I was going like, he's going to murder him.
Sir, you are going to shit your pants. he's going to choke you out until you shit yourself.
Your own penis. Like, separate them right away. Because everyone's like, yeah. Let's. I'm like, no.
No. It's not going to go the way you think it is.
I'm the only one who was an adult. Like, don't let that happen.
Yeah, no, he's way too well-trained.
This guy was like, yeah, no, come. No, come.
And it's not just that he was trained in the past. Boom Boom is in excellent shape.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Boom Boom is in fantastic shape.
His jokes are like David. You know, talk about the statue of David, how it gave you awe.
Yeah.
When I saw him, it inspired me to write a joke. His body is like a muse.
Yeah, that's why. Don't fuck around. But I like people. I like watching people that fuck around because they're smaller. If you see cauliflower ears,
think. Yeah. Don't fight.
And Boom Boom doesn't even look for fights, by the way.
No.
Boom Boom actually stays calm. He laughs.
Yeah.
Like if somebody's going to start shit with him, he's not going to be like, oh, fuck it. He doesn't have like a complex.
No.
He'll be like, yeah, okay, like whatever.
I roast him all the time.
Yeah, he doesn't have a complex at all.
Like if this guy,
because you know why he doesn't have a complex? Because he knows that if it gets crazy, he could kill both of you.
100%. And that's why I love roasting people who can murder me. It's my favorite hobby. Yeah. When you find someone who's bigger than you, you're like, hey, or like
that could take. Strong. It's always fun to roast people that take jokes.
Yeah,
that they're not gonna cry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun.
But all this,
I mean, if you're used to getting punched in the face, I feel like you could take a joke.
No.
No,
some people just don't have it in them. They don't have sense of humor. No. They don't like the joke world. They take everything personal. But I do all this to say I do have to find a hobby again.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try my best. But I'm gonna end up probably doing something like boxing or MMA because I could do it alone. I could just go and fuck around. I don't need a whole team.
And also, that's the beautiful thing is that you cannot have your phone with you. I used to like it a lot because you can't have your gloves and a phone, and so you have to leave everything in your locker and you're
obviously
super
if
present.
I'm playing hockey, I never have my phone. It's all in the locker
present.
Room.
Yeah. That being said, Gabe lost like 15 pounds and I gained them.
Game
doing what?
Jack. Just going to the gym
I told
and
you.
Fucking just listening to like end of the world audiobooks and just lifting weight over my head, just trying to prepare, you know. It's really fun.
I'm just tired of the gym. Like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I go downstairs, I'll do some cardio, and I'll try to lift some weights, and I'm like, oh, it's so boring. I want to get back into, like, a team sport. Or
okay. You like being in a team?
I got used to it. Like, I love hockey. I love being in a team. You feel like you're at war.
Can't you just, like, start, take everyone who you like playing with and start your own thing?
I'm too busy to organize. Because it's funny because I was at Marvin's the other day with these guys, and that was one of my friends. He's way there. Well, we know each other since we're kids. Like, it's all the Park Extras. And he's like, bro, you still play hockey? And I go, well, I was playing in the league, but I stopped. And he's like, we should have never. Because we were playing in the actual leagues in Montreal, like the actual leagues that you have regionals and nationals and international. We're actually playing in the good ball hockey leagues. And then everyone got fucking lazy and stopped. And then when I tried to go back, I got my team together. And they're like, yeah, we'll all play, but you have to organize like you used to, because I was captain of my team. And I was like, dudes, now I'm somewhere else in my career. I don't have time to chase you guys, because I used to have to chase everyone. Remember Poseidon?
Yeah.
For money, for jerseys, for you're chasing everyone. Don't forget, there's a game at this time. You got to show up. I can't babysit adults anymore. Yeah. So now no one's going to play if I don't babysit them.
Yeah, and they're going to use that as an excuse not to work out. They're like, he's not organized. I don't have time.
Right.
Look at this guy. He talks for a living. He doesn't have time to buy jerseys. What
yeah,
is this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't you just go to like a schoolyard and just like murk little kids just with their hockey stick?
I'm listening.
Yeah, because I do love. I love the competition. I love the league. I love. You know, you're trying to make the playoffs. Like you have a goal.
Yeah.
As a unit, you know, and I love that shit. And you're getting in shape and you're having fun. Like. Playing hockey with your boys was the best.
I need to get back to the gym.
You get into fights with other teams is amazing.
Yeah, no.
Now it would be weird though, because some people recognize me. So like punching a guy in the face, like, I like your podcast. Like, that would be weird.
two punches minimum.
That's good. That'd be fucking insane.
It's two punch minimum.
Two punch minimum. Sorry, thank
okay,
you.
Calm down, bro.
Thank you.
I'm not fucking stickler for the rules.
I realize like I've been quite lazy for the past few months. So I gained 15 pounds. But also I watch my videos on stage and I'm just, my back is just.
Are you getting fatter?
I'm getting fat. Also, I'm like, I'm getting.
How come?
I'm just not working out.
Because you got in shape at one point.
Yeah, but I just stopped.
Yeah, you get lazy after a while.
I get lazy.
That's why you need a sport, because then there's a goal and you continue. You're excited.
Just, I have a weird life schedule.
But then, like, if you have, like, a sport thing, you're only out there, like, once a week, you know?
Once, twice a week.
And then you're boxing like, twice a week. I worked out. I'll eat, like, 10 pizzas now. And, like,
well, you have to be reward smart, myself.
Because that's how when I first started going to the gym for, like, a year, I would go to the gym. I work out like crazy. I would eat like 14 pitas and like fries, and then I would get fatter. I'm like, look, I'm getting so strong now. And now I just stop eating pretty much.
Yeah.
Like I eat like 1,500 to
Yeah, you count
2,000.
Your calories.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't count them in my head, I think. Like, but I don't, it's, that's how I lost weight is the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's so good. It's my hobby. That's my hobby.
I ate pasta for the first time in a long time yesterday, like 2 days ago.
Oh my God.
Sausage, pasta, boy. And bread,
oh,
all that.
That's the best.
Oh, but I felt like boy. Shit after, bro.
Yeah, it's okay. It's mouth. It's happiness here.
Oh, did you so pass good. Out?
I think I had to go to, I think it was the day that I had to go to the Nacional. I had to go to the burlesque show. So I felt like a piece of shit.
Oh, before you go, on stage? You
ate pasta? It was a bad idea.
Oh.
We're agreeing that
thank
it was
God
bad.
Nobody was looking at you. Everyone was looking at the hot tits.
Yeah, yeah. But no, people look at me. People look at me and they scream to take off my clothes. Women go crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's not nice. It's
Well, I guess like being treated like a woman.
No, actually, one time the security had to speak to one woman because I couldn't talk. There's 600 people there. I'm trying to do my thing. And she's just screaming for me to take my clothes off. And I'm like, that's not how this works. I'm not gonna take. And I'm trying to tell her I'm not taking my clothes off. And she's like, scream belligerent. And the security actually had to go and be like, can you calm the fuck down? Like you're at a that's fucking amazing. Star Wars parody show. Like calm the fuck down.
Funny.
Dumb broad, huh?
Yeah. And then she calmed down.
I guess want to hear a funny story.
That's
it's a bit misogynistic.
Like
it's hilarious. So I was doing
my favorite.
Delhi, and I walk in the green room, which is in the back, and I never saw this. I never saw women's sports, and it was the
you led a good life.
I don't watch sports, so of course I haven't watched women's sports neither. And I walk in and I see there was like a basketball game, like a
NCAA.
So it was a bunch of women playing, and as I walk in, I just see them all huddled together. So it's the first time my brain sees this. So I just saw a bunch of women huddled together. And the first thing I said was like, oh, are they exchanging recipes? Mm-hmm. Like, what's
that's
happening? Oh, and the girls got offended.
Which girls?
The comedians. There was a couple of comedians. They're like, ugh, seriously, Amber. Here's the thing. I don't watch men's sports neither. So when I see like a bunch of guys huddled together.
The girls
I'm like,
that got offended, do they support those sports? They buy tickets and watch those?
I don't know. But like,
they fucking don't.
That's a good joke.
Yeah.
That's a great joke.
As I said, even when I see guys huddled together, my first instinct, like, oh, look, they're hugging. Like, it's not a sexist thing. Well, it is a little.
Why are you making fun of guys?
Why make fun of?
Don't do that, bro. Why are you trying to hurt my feelings? Yeah. What do you have against men? I'm a man. I'm one of them.
Is this your first warning? Two warnings minimum.
Two warnings minimum. I'm punching you in the fucking face.
Warning.
Two.
It's true.
Fucking guy, bro.
You cocksuckers.
I'm in the same boat as you, by the way. I need a hobby.
You're fat. Oh.
I'm. I am not. You can't. You're in shape.
Are you fucking insane? I'm the second fattest guy in this room.
No, I'm the third. You're the third.
Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah. Poseidon.
Poseidon's the fattest king, guy in the room. Yeah, then me. No, Poseidon. Then you, then Gabe.
No. Poseidon, me, you.
You're insane. And then
Gabe. I've literally never been the least fattest guy ever.
I'm 220 of pure fat.
Shut up, skinny.
Stop. How much do you weigh, Amr?
220 something. 221.
220.
Yeah, but he's like 10 inches taller than me. Also, you look skinny.
Yeah
you may actually.
Yeah. I have tits.
I have tits. For the first time, like, you may actually be the third fattest dude in this room.
That's absurd.
You are. No.
I have eyes.
But you have mental problems if you think you're the fattest guy here.
You're the opposite of an anorexic one.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you're an anorexic
one. No. What's the name? What's the word? You just.
Bulimic?
Dysmorphic.
No, bulimic is when you vomit. You have mental image. Body image issues.
Disturbia?
Body dysmorphia.
Body dysmorphia. Sorry.
Oh, bro, maybe I'm trans.
Bro, you want to get the government grant? Time to get. Come on, identify as a fat black woman.
A skinny man trapped in this fat man's body.
That's how you're going to do it, bro.
That's crazy.
I need a hobby, man. I need to do something. Because you don't smoke, right?
No.
Yeah, I smoke. And now I'm my career is going well. I'm doing like 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes. So I'm on stage, and after 20 minutes, I'm like, okay.
When did you start smoking? I never noticed.
I smoke shisha.
Oh, yeah. Shisha, yeah.
But the thing is, shisha is, you sit down, it's like a 45 minute, and I do it twice a day.
Twice a day? I thought you were going to say a week, bro. Twice a day? Go fuck yourself. Where do you find the time, bro?
He's basically smoking three packs a day.
Yeah, that's bad.
So let me ask you a question. You came to this country?
Yeah.
To smoke or shisha? To smoke our shisha, tell our jokes, fuck our women, and get prime mortgages?
That's
pretty
right,
fucking
baby.
Crazy, bro.
Well, listen.
But twice a day, isn't that a lot on your lungs, bro, twice a day? Shouldn't it be like a recreational once a week, twice a week?
It should be once a week, twice a week.
2 hours.
Holy shit, 45 minutes of smoking a shisha equates to smoking 100 cigarettes.
Oh my God, Amber, that's insane.
Dude, you're worse than me. Bro, you're smoking 200 cigarettes a day.
Sometimes 300 then. Holy moly. Yesterday, I guess I smoked three times.
Bro, by the way, because of what you just read, I'm never smoking shisha again.
How many cigarettes are in a packet of cigarettes?
20.
What? You're smoking five packs? That's like way worse than Dave Attell.
Bro, you're like a single mom who's working a strip club. What the fuck?
That's insane.
That's my hobby, all right? I smoke shisha.
Damn.
I thought it wasn't that bad for you because it's the water vapor.
It is. I feel it. I feel it in my cardio. I feel it when I fuck.
That it is bad?
Yeah, it's not good for you. Listen, it's smoke. It's crazy, though, that it's like so fun. Smoking is so fun.
Dude, I took a few hits from like a vape pen from my cousin. I was like, this is amazing. Like, I can't buy this. This is so good.
Yeah. It's
no,
great.
I'm never going to trust that shit. If I started I might get fucked.
You shouldn't.
I have an addictive personality.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, there's a lot of comics we know right now. You'll talk to them and you're like, hey, what's this in your mouth?
Yeah,
and
they're zinning.
You have like two,
the
three
zin.
Zins.
Yeah. Bro, I've been yelling at Josh. He tells me to go fuck myself.
It's so popular. It's like their new drug. They zin, they vape. That's what they do. They don't smoke.
Zin is like the crack version of cocaine. But
yeah.
Like
just take
cigarettes.
An Adderall, bro. Just pop an Adderall and live
even
life.
Even that. No, fuck all that shit.
I used to take Adderall when I was an engineer. The last couple of years, it was the best.
Well, you needed it.
No. I kind of told my doctor that I have ADHD.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
ADHD, and he just made me feel a form like a... a formulaire, like a paper.
What do you mean he made you feel? You're like, I can't, he's bro, like, but you're like, I would love to fill this out, but I can't fucking focus, bro.
The thing is, it's so straightforward, because you have to remember, like, stupid people and dumb people have to fill up the questionnaire.
Yeah.
So it was so clear that you could answer exactly what he needs to hear to get the Adderall, and he gave it to me. And I remember the last year of engineering, I was the master. Like, I was just seeing, like, the Matrix, you know, when Neo becomes the one and he sees everything, the numbers. That was my life under Adderall.
Do you think that could help in comedy?
No, not at all. Because what would happen is that I would sit on my computer, solve every problem I would see. I would blink three times. Like, it was like, I look at 6 o'clock, I'm done. Holy I would shit. Get up, I go on stage, and then the down would come down. Zero creativity. That's the problem. So you can think, solve, 3D,
but you're not
imagine,
creative.
But there's creativity requires boredom. So you gotta go like, oh, let's connect this that has never been connected to that. So it was not the drug for creativity. No,
very cool.
But everything that is paperwork, fill out the formula, do your taxes, all that, man, Adderall is the best. What's the best? The best joke I heard is that Adderall is when a scientist did cocaine. I was like, we can do this better.
That's amazing.
I heard this from somewhere. It's a pretty good joke. So yeah, no, highly. You never popped a Concerta or Adderall, nothing.
No.
Dude, you should try.
No.
All right.
I'm scared.
What about modafinil or shit like that?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's like
the cock stuff?
Daffodils? No.
That's another thing. That's not I'm scared to stuff. Try the cock pills too.
I tried the cock stuff.
I'm scared
great.
For and I know I shouldn't be. I already had a conversation with Josh. People have already given me pills and then I'll be too scared because I keep thinking I'm going to get a heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that then. Does your family has a history of heart attacks?
No.
Just fighting. two warnings fighting. And then just a punch.
A lot of murder. But that's it. No, it's just, I'm just scared because of, it's just irrational fear. It's just, I knew that it started as a heart medication. Yeah. And then I guess when I was young, there was like a lot of stupid articles about people dying with erections. I don't know. I know it's dumb. I know it's complete.
You don't
want
to die with an erection.
I know it's a dumb fear. I get it's a dumb fear.
Yeah.
I like, that's the weird thing is I understand it's stupid.
If you ever feel the need, you just go see your doctor and then he'll just take one that is prescribed by
even
a doctor.
Even if my doctor prescribes it to me and gives it to me, I won't. It scares me too much.
He'll give you like a low dose, and I guess the ones on the street, I don't think they're low doses. But anyways, modafinil. Because
if
is
I
want, like
I can go to Pecker, be like, bro, give me some dick pills. But I'm too scared that I'm gonna get a heart. I'm too scared that I'll get a heart attack.
Yeah, maybe not start with Pecker. Start with Dr. Pecker, with an official.
But everyone Dr. I spoke Pete, to that's used woman. Them goes, bro, it's so much fun.
It is very fun.
It's so much fun.
It is.
And so I'm curious. I want to try, but then I'm like, I don't want to die though.
I haven't died.
And I won't. I know I won't. This is the crazy thing is I know I won't die. But it's
like,
such a weird
died.
Fear.
Now I have to think about that. Jesus.
It's a weird, I know it's a weird irrational fear.
No, it's very rational.
Is it? Do a lot of people die of heart attacks?
No, but you don't want to risk it. If you think you have heart issues.
I don't have any heart issues.
Oh, okay. Yeah, pop a pill, faggot. Let's go.
I'm scared.
But if it was supposed to be heart medication, wouldn't that be good for your heart?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll just pop one and just go crazy.
That's beside the logic, though. I don't know.
No, because it helps the blood flow, right?
That's what I think.
It dilates.
I don't know where the fear came from. I don't know where the fear came from.
It takes blood from your heart and puts it to your penis.
Yeah, maybe that's what I thought, and my heart will stop. Because I remember even in high school, I remember, I'm not going to say his name, but an Armenian kid. He was popping Viagras.
In high school?
Yeah, in high school. I remember he was smacking the desk with his hard cock.
High school.
And one boners. Time he came, he's like, dude, I've been jerking off for like an hour and a half. He goes, and it won't go down.
Yeah, that's high school boners. These are his cock years. It's not the
cock years plus Viagra, imagine.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Good years, that's guys. Wild. That's good years.
These you went. So you were in Lebanon for high school, right?
No, I was here. I arrived to Canada at 11.
At 11 years old?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to high school?
First year I went to Lavoie, Van Horn.
Okay.
And then the other four years.
Exactly where that is.
I went to Côte Saint-Luc.
Oh, you went to Côte Saint-Luc High.
Anybody watching in prison? Yeah.
Right. How was it?
The first year was insane. Just a
good
lot
or bad?
Of fights. Just
oh, you kept fighting people?
Oh my God.
Were you looking to fight or people just
no,
were bullying you?
People bullying me.
Why?
And I'm like an Arab. Mm-hmm. So, because I deserve to, like, I was like fat and I had like bowl haircut. Like, I looked bullyable.
Mm.
It's secondary one. You still have kind of the body of a child.
Yeah.
Grade 7.
So, and it was a very bad high school. It was like one of the worst high schools ever.
And they kept beating you up.
I kept getting into fights. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Who? Girls or guys?
No, girls. No, guys.
Okay.
Latinos. That was Latinos.
Latinos
and Arabs.
The Arabs.
Not blacks.
And Latinos teamed up against an Arab kid.
No. It was one at a time. No. There was like I got into a couple of fights. One of them was bad, and a couple of Latinos that was bad. Yeah.
Like they beat the shit out of you?
No. Okay. We always got into fights.
Okay. I just thought the way you're making it sound is like a group of Latinos beat the shit out of you because
you're
ugly.
No. No, I wasn't ugly. It was just bullyable. I looked like a nerd.
Yeah, like everyone had like the cool haircuts and you had like the...
And they were like...
I go to America.
Yeah, I didn't have my chain outside. I had it inside. So I just
so they can, and then Arabs, they also fought you. They didn't want to help you.
Moroccans, it wasn't a gang. I didn't get to fight with gangs. It was like a couple person. Of guys that would bully me and let's say... Warning. I'll be like, and then, all right, now I guess we're fighting.
And then you'd fight
like that about me. I never back down from a fight.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you ever think of going to the Lebanese community in your school and be like, guys, can you guys protect me? Because these people keep beating the shit out of me.
They didn't even accept me. Like, maybe the Ukrainians.
You were a real Lebanese. You came from Lebanon.
Yeah, but I looked like this. So it's not. No, it was nice. And then here's the funny part. So I got into a big fight with one. I got suspended, I think, for a couple of days. And so did he because I choked him. And, I end up the next year, secondary two, I go to Scott St. Luke, and who do I see?
Him.
But him as well.
Oh, they both got expelled?
Because I didn't get expelled, I left. But he got expelled, I guess, and we both ended up going to Scott St. Luke. We didn't become friends, but it was like...
You stay there, I'll stay here.
But bygones, big bygones, whatever there, what happened there.
Water under the proverbial bridge.
Water under the proverbial, exactly.
Beautiful.
And then, it was
And
nice.
Then you fought other people at that school.
No, I got bigger. I started, I got my growth.
Growth spurt.
Allowed more.
I got into a couple of fights. Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was bad. I had anger issues.
So you were starting these fights?
No, but I would, because I grew up with a brother, right? So when you grew up with a brother, you know how to, like, when you go in rage. When you have a brother, you go into a rage fucking once every, two, 3 days. You get into a fight and you go in rage because you fight with your brother. You kind of trust him.
Yeah.
So I was comfortable going in rage. And as I grow older, I see it and I'm like, because I remember once I got into a fight with a couple of bullies and...
They raped me.
No, I wish. Fuck, I would have lost my virginity earlier. No, I think we got into a fight. I never started a fight. I'm not that type of guy. But I recall an adult literally running and... pushing me away because I think I was about to punch, to throw a guy under a bus.
Oh my God.
Like the bus was coming and I think, I don't remember any of that. I don't remember any of that, but I remember he brought it up. Like he's like, you're going to throw him under the bus. I'm like, was I? I'm not sure, but it's okay. Let him, he's a bully. He deserves to die. That's how my brain works.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got into a fight with these guys again and they hit me like with a baseball bat or whatever. And then the police came because I passed out. The police came. They got arrested.
The bat, they hit you in the ribs?
They hit me in the ribs.
Fuck. Did you break anything or no?
I don't remember. But I remember I just collapsed. And then the cops came. We were all kids. We were all like 14, 15 or whatever, 16. And the cops came and they got arrested. And I remember that night went to the police station to talk with a police officer because he was like, he wants to know what happens. And he looked at me. He's like, just so you know, next time, just aim for the nose. A cop, that's how old I am. Yeah. A cop, so I'm like, if you're into a street fight, always aim for the nose.
Yeah, just try to end it as fast as you
can.
Because
the blood will sometimes just shock them and they'll run away. Just always don't waste your time on the body. Just pump, pump, pump in the nose. And you can't really knock people out. Just aim for the nose,
so
for
nice
the blood.
That's so nice.
Yeah. That's back then. Cops back then will like tell a young man, like, if you're going to fight. And then
now
like,
they'll be like, you're coming right for us and you're black. Now it's crazy. Now it's a whole different world.
And what's funny is like, and you know, my parents came with me because we had to speak with the cops and whatever. He's like, just so you know, they've been here for 12 hours. Not a single parent showed up. We called their parents. We told them, hey, your children
are in jail.
Are in jail. And they're like, keep them. And then,
you understood. It clicked.
I'm like, they have nothing at home. There's no mom, no dad, no one to take care of.
That's why there's so much rage. Nothing to do with your bowl haircut.
No, not at all. It's just that they saw like a guy who's like happy-go-lucky.
I'm like, and fuck this asshole.
This asshole, yeah. So right then, it's crazy to have empathy for someone who was tormenting you for years. I've had a couple of moments like that in my life.
That's what they said about the bishop that got stabbed yesterday, the Mari Emmanuel in Sydney. You saw that shit?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
On live stream?
Is that a sushi? Mari Mari?
I saw that.
Mari Emmanuel.
Yeah, the guy who got stabbed on live stream.
Holy moly.
Yeah,
okay.
They said that after, like, so he got stabbed. what happened was that while they were tending to his wounds, because he got one in the eye, whatever, this and that, he got up and he put his head on the assailant and he was praying for him.
Wow.
Crazy shit.
Yeah, no.
That's absurd, but I don't know if I'd have that kind of self-control.
I'd be
kill him.
Oh, fuck.
But I wouldn't have instant sympathy.
You have secret rage. This guy, by the way, don't.
No, I'm not even the rage. Yeah. If he beat up the guy, that would make more sense to me than him in pain being like, oh, no, I forgive him. Like, pray for him. That's insane.
Yeah, these are better people than me.
I don't know if they're better people because this is how you die.
Yeah.
Your body's telling you defend yourself and you're like, no, but Jesus. Yeah, but your instincts, your genes.
Yeah. Jesus. No, bro. Mahmoud is angry. Put the prayers away. Yeah, he doesn't believe.
Yeah, bro, I'm not Jesus. I don't turn the other cheek, bro. Yeah.
Oh, guys, did you see this? This is gonna fucking rock your world.
Oh boy.
So if you Google Pope, so apparently there's a country in Africa, okay, and they're about to go into civil war. So the Pope went to visit them. And while he was with him, he kneeled on the floor and kissed their feet to beg them not to go into war. Isn't that crazy? Just that image. If you Google Pope kissing feet, Africa.
But you have to.
Because he's like, please go.
How old were they?
But that's why. It's because the child soldier's like this. Listen, he's begging. Like, I beg you. I fucking beg you. If they die, I can't fuck them.
Don't chop their arms. They give good hand job with their tiny hands.
I've been having steady supply with immigration.
Okay,
these are the two parties?
Somewhere.
I thought it was outdoors. Yeah, with sandals.
Hold on. Yeah, I thought it was outdoors. And
so these are the two parties in question.
Yeah. I just read like
major the meeting of the minds.
Yeah. So this is like, please, guys, let me kiss your feet. I beg you. And that image, I don't know why, it just burned my... That guy who was supposed to be, you know...
Please don't fight.
Nice ass.
And they're like, why are you gay? Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay? You are gay.
He does not know
imagine
the way.
As he's kissing the other guy's
foot. This guy's not letting him go down, and he's like, no, I'm going down on you, bro, whether you like it or not.
He's like, I've seen what happens.
That's a 70-something-year-old
man. They took off his little hat, too.
Imagine while he's in this position, he turns, and he looks like, hey, just so you know, there's ass available.
Well, this guy's losing his mind.
He's begging them, please don't go into
war. Are you sure that's what he's doing?
Yeah.
Or has he lost his fucking mind?
If you read the caption, you'll confirm what
Pope
I'm saying.
Pope kisses feet of South Sudan. Oh, this is in Sudan. South Sudan, urging them to keep peace.
Yeah, because apparently they're at the brink of a civil war. He's like, please don't go
into
war.
I'm just curious how this is going to help.
Well, that image is so big, it brought it up to my attention.
Okay, so do you think maybe they felt so bad? They're like, yo, we just made this guy look like
a imagine a seven-year-old man, a man who preaches love and peace, technically. Let's assume this is the role he plays. Comes to you like, please, I beg you, please don't, I beg you. I'm a seven-year-old man, gets on his feet and kisses
your
feet.
Don't try to get me hard. Don't try to turn me on. What are you trying to do here?
What an image. What a powerful image. I'm like,
I guess, yeah. I hope they stop the civil war.
Yeah. Wow.
And bring it here, huh?
Somebody wrote, now I know exactly why my ancestors became Protestants.
Oh, that's rough.
No, they became Protestant because the guy wanted to get divorced. That's the only reason why Protestants exist.
I know,
no?
Bro. It's just a funny comment.
Doesn't know. Man, we have comments also on our pages and some of them are retarded.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. There's so many retards.
There's so many retards. I have people fighting with each other. Like, or the best is when they're answering their own question about like a video, like something we're talking about. I'm like, you're having your own conversation. I don't know who the fuck you're talking to.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're saying.
I'm grateful to every and single one. I'm like, all right, feed the algorithm, baby.
Yeah, that's good.
The algorithm. Feed the algorithm.
The algorithm.
Feed the algorithm.
You want to get that halal Instagram, that's right. Huh? That's
halal Instagram. Only eyes. No more cleavage.
No more cleavage.
Dude, you guys ever go on Instagram and then you're sitting, let's say, with a friend and then he opens his Instagram and then you see his front page? Every single person I know that I've met
has the same front
is
page.
Ashamed of their front page. There's no one who's like, I'm sorry. It's just tits and muscled men or it's always... No. If you go on the front page, not
the explore page.
That's what I'm saying.
Explore page. Everyone's like, oh, I don't want to show this. It's very look. What's on?
It's weird.
Look at that laugh.
I don't even use
laugh.
Instagram, and it's like that. I don't even use.
You know what it is, bro? Oh. This is funny. This is me, Poseidon.
What?
I'm gonna show him, but I'll tell you so you can see. Hot chicks.
See.
Ike Athens posts soccer stuff, and a dog.
Oh wow.
Bingo. You see, you could tell he's a leg guy because their mind is just.
I'm more of an ass guy, yeah.
Yeah. Me is just bouncing titties, UFC, and George Michael.
That's George so Michael. Funny.
Everyone's is ashamed of their
exposure. I'm not ashamed of it.
Like, but let's say you would open it in front of like a colleague or whatever. Mashallah.
You're like, grandma.
Mashallah. Who's this? Who's this lovely lady?
I don't know. I have no. In the front, I don't know.
It's just a front page. Whoa. Oh, look at this. God bless you. Poseidon, you're an ass man? I don't know why. I thought you would be.
I love ass.
I thought you'd be a titty man.
No.
I'm the only straight guy
look,
here?
Tits are nice. No. Tits is gay. I'll explain to you why tits is a little gay.
Excuse me? Oh, yeah.
If you're too into. Hold on. If you're too into tits, it's a bit gay because the ass is what you're initially. Like, that's what you're where you're penetrating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but also men have nice asses. No, but no man has great tits. I'm sorry, bro.
Oh, bro.
I think
if
you're
you keep talking
ass,
shit about
you
me,
you haven't seen me without a shirt, bro.
Second warning.
You better leave me and my boobs out of this.
I got juicy tits.
You got juicy tits?
Yeah.
Are you about to show them?
No, leave your tits in. Leave your tits in there. We don't want. We're already getting demonetized because of the way we started.
Oh shit!
Please censor the first 10 minutes. Yeah.
What do we talk about the first 10 minutes? Oh, we talk about halal mortgages. People are like, "What is this? This is the worst economic mortgage podcast I've ever seen in my life."
Exactly.
They're gonna think we're making it up.
AI is gonna think this is like a real estate podcast. Yeah. Other people are like, "What?
So in order to buy buildings, I gotta be Muslim." Yeah. All right. I'll be Muhammad so I can get a complex.
In order to bring down buildings, you got to be Muslim.
There we go. Now that's a halal mortgage.
Hey, guys.
Mortgage is two planes in the tower.
Halal mortgage. We build it up and then we tear it up. But then we build it up again. Interest free. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the Indian commercial about cement?
Where the plane. Yeah.
That's it, guys. 9/11 has jumped the shark. Jumped the shark. We need a new one. I have a new joke. What's the date today? Today is the
17th.
I have a joke right now. I say, guys, I have two 9/11 jokes. I see the punchline. Then I say I have an April 17th joke. Do you know what happened on April 17th? You'll find out.
I love it. That's amazing.
You'll find out.
You're going to find out. Don't worry.
We're working on it. All right, guys, I'm going to go pee. I'm so sorry. I'm an old man. I'll be right back. Is that cool?
Okay, we're back.
So, Iran, Israel, let's talk about it.
Oh, is that what you want to talk about?
let's talk about it, guys.
Yeah. What do you know about that?
I don't know anything about these things. I was good with the high school stuff. I can talk about high school stuff.
So have you ever got into fights?
Well, it was a lot of, like, mutual bullying. Like, we would bully. Like, you know how, like, you went to, like, kind of a Greek school, right, at a certain point?
When I was young, yeah.
Like,
grade 1 to 6.
No, but what was the other one? The one in high school. What's that one?
I didn't go to Saturday schools.
No, but like that regular school where it's like half French, half Greek. What was that one?
Socrates is not high school.
Oh, that's not high
elementary.
School?
Elementary.
It's elementary.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
Okay. They all look older because they're Greek.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No, we would just bully each other. Like, but it would be fun because like my friend once like pushed me into like dog shit and I had my arm all just covered in dog shit.
Nice.
And you just be humiliated the whole, like your whole experience. So like I put my arm in like my school bag. It went on the bus with my arm and then someone saw my arm covered in dog shit. And the dude was like, "You got caca in there."
He's got caca. Is that how he spoke?
That's how he spoke.
Your classmate was a retard?
He's French Canadian. The whole bus got off and I was alone on the bus with dog shit. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Was this a city bus?
Yeah, city bus.
That makes it even funnier.
Yeah, I'm by
so
myself.
You had strangers. You had adults that were like, fuck this shit, kid.
Bio-weapon terrorism.
I thought if I hit my arm, I could ignore it, you know? And I was ignoring
if
my arm.
If I don't see it, it's not real.
Why don't you just go back in the school and wash your arm?
Yeah. Or just take a napkin.
It's done. Like, you're not allowed back in the school. And if you complain, everyone's going to call you a pussy. So I was like, I'm just going to get on the bus. I'm going to go home and hose off in the yard, you know? And...
You have caca in there.
You have caca.
Yeah, and we would just like wrestle in the backyard.
Oh, we got
a show. Yeah, we did a lot of wrestling in high school too.
Yeah, it was a lot of that. And like you would get bullied, and then you'd bully someone else. But we were all like friends in the end.
There same with us in high school. The boys like we would bully each other mercilessly.
Like just like make you feel horrible, hurt each other. But like then you would
still
hang.
Cool.
Yeah, you just hang, be best buds. You know, it was pretty awesome.
That's good. That's
it was fun, but it was also like so every day was like. the worst moment of your life at one point.
Yeah, that's what toughened me up is that my friends have like insulted me and done worse to me and said worse stuff than anybody ever could.
Yeah.
So that's why you get used to it. Yeah.
It's funny how it carries away. Like when, I mean, you had an office job. Did you have like an office enemy?
Sometimes, yeah. It was usually the owner of the company, but yeah.
Yeah. Always the owner that I always wish the company would just like go bankrupt every time I got a job. And then COVID happened and then I was like, I won.
Have you ever told on this podcast the story how you got your office during COVID?
I'm so scared because I'm pretty sure people who work in that office actually probably watch this podcast.
It is so freaking hilarious.
What happened?
Please share it. Please.
Well, which story? The one
about how you're like, guys, COVID.
Oh, okay. So it was, let me fix this thing. You were right. This thing didn't go down. Yeah. So wait, can you do that?
If I tighten it more, it'll break. So
okay. No, it's perfect. Cannot. It's good. Yeah. So it was like the early days of COVID, and this is like, I'm like really paranoid. I'm a like paranoid like Greek man where like I think like any cold will kill me. So I see it's like December, COVID is in the news. I'm like, oh, then January, oh, it's a little further, and I'm tracking it on Reddit, and I'm slowly like, there's like a group chat for like the whole company, and I'm like slowly being like, hey guys, you should really like take a few days off, maybe, you know, take a few, and they're like, no, what are you, like a pussy? I'm like, no, we just. And then, like, it gets more into March. And then, like, I write this long message being like, I feel
what
this.
A bitch.
I was like, look, I don't want. This was before work from home, right? And I wanted to invent. I had the concept of work from home since I was like 2 years old. I knew work from home was going to come to this world. And I got the whole company to shut down 2 days before COVID ever shut anything down. And it was amazing. Like everybody got, like, and we didn't have to rush home. We were like taking our time, you know, setting, making sure. And then the company was like in perfect place. There was no like worries, you know.
The boss is like, I just lost $50,000.
Yeah, he lost a lot of money. The company kind of went away, but
oh god, that's amazing. Yeah, no, we didn't do any work, but we were getting paid, and we're at home. We were at home getting paid.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. Actually, it was pretty horrible. I hated it, but you know.
Well, the bullying thing in high school, you still have your friends that you guys mostly bully each other?
Yeah, but like once I moved out of the neighborhood I'm from, so like once I moved out and they all kind of, a lot of them stayed and I just don't see them ever anymore.
That's what happened to me too.
Yeah, I don't see them ever. Unless like I see some family in town and I kind of run into them here and there. And sometimes like they don't even recognize me or like I don't recognize them. I have one friend, he's like blind and he like, I scared him on the street when I saw him.
Well, he doesn't recognize anyone.
No, well, he understands. Like, I was like, I scared the hell out of him. And he was like, ah. And he's like, Gabriel? You probably might know him. His name is like Blind Peter.
I think I might know Blind. Wait, Peter went blind?
Peter, he's like the guy. He there's has like a mustache.
Peter. There's a regular Peter and there's Blind Peter.
Yeah, no, there's a few. Yeah. There's a few.
Petros.
He has a voice like, hello, hi, how are you? I'm gay.
Why does that ring a bell?
Yeah, you.
No, you're thinking. Sure. You're thinking of the masseuse.
Oh.
Yeah. No, no. I remember me when I was young. I remember there was another Pantelis, there was another Padeli, but he was, I think, retarded, but I had never met him yet. Mm. I was just hear about him. I remember one of my friends, he was talking about like a retarded Padeli, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm not. And he's like,
Pantelis, you
fucking idiot. We're talking about retarded Pantelis. And I go, there's a retarded Pantelis. And he's like, yeah, you never met him.
Wait, did he live on Ball Street?
I think.
No way.
Park X North. I remember that because I was like, because I'm like, I've never met this person. And the guy's like, yeah, there's you. And then there's the retard because everyone has the name. And I'm like, I don't know who the fuck this guy is. I was just getting so pissed. And I've never seen him. I don't know what he looks like.
A strong possibility it may have been my neighbor.
I love all the nicknames that we grew up around. Like there was a lot of Costas, but there was one that's like, it's like Chiptooth Costa.
Yeah, and there's Chiptooth. And then there's Steka,
like, you know, in ancient Greece, it's like, oh, this is Doof. Peter. Peter the Builder, Jonathan the Loyal, and I was like, Pantelis the Retard.
Yeah.
Chiptooth.
Peter the Blind.
I saw Chiptooth walking the other day. I saw Chiptooth walking.
I see forever.
Fuck, but it was too quick. I was walking. What was it, Santa Rock? But I remember I was driving. I saw Chiptooth. Oh, fuck, Chiptooth. But I was driving.
Yeah,
I remember I used to have a joke on stage about Chris. Because my buddy Gabe, because they both have the same name. They're cousins. They're both named Chris, same last name, okay? And one of them is just, he has a nickname, Mooch, Mulo. But the other one, his nickname is Gabe. But his nickname is just someone's regular name.
That's
like
weird.
Instead of it being Chris, like something else, this is Gabe. It's another. We did a lot of that. All our names are all weird. All our nicknames are weird. Like it's all
my buddy. His name was like Raffy. Raffy told you twice. Because he's like, I won't tell you. I won't tell you one time. I won't tell you three times. I'll tell you two times.
Yeah, there's second chance.
Mentally warn you twice.
Yeah, there's second chance, Chris, because he kept getting a second chance. Second chance, Chris. Yeah,
that's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
I
love that. I love.
Yeah, no, but a lot of them still have the same nicknames now as adults. Oh. Like some of them, that's the thing. A good nickname will stay with you. Gabe is still known as Gabe for
sure.
That's
so weird.
What was your nickname?
I had a few. I like in high school was like Shaggy. A teacher called me Shaggy, and they're like, "Oh, you're
stuck?
Shaggy." No, I didn't stick at all.
Yeah, it's not cool enough.
I don't know. I didn't really have a nickname. I didn't have a nickname.
What about you, Pentali?
It was Big P.
Is it Pentali?
No, it's Big. Yeah, it's Padeli.
That's how you say your name. It's such a beautiful. Padeli. It's so much better than Pentelis.
Yeah. I know.
I like Pentali.
Yeah,
can I call you Pentali from now on?
I guess. I don't
Oh my god, what a beautiful name!
But me was a Big P, and then they tried Punk for a while, and it didn't stick. I think it doesn't. It wasn't good for me. It doesn't.
Oh, there was a Big Sexy.
No. Big Sexy's still there. Big Sexy runs a cafe.
The cafe, right? The cafe on Saint. Oh, he doesn't.
Cafe Saint Rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me it was
Le Saint Rock. It's called now. It's very nice, trendy, nice spot. I was there yesterday. I grabbed a coffee.
Oh, I went there once during Christmas, and it was way different. I was like,
yeah.
This is cool.
He because it's funny because right before Big Sexy bought it, it was the one of the million Costas that had it. And it's drastic the way they speak to customers, because Costa would get mad when customers would come in but they weren't regulars. So if they weren't like Greeksters or whatever, they'd like a French girl would come in with like blue hair and be like, "I would like we don't fucking have coffee here." And then she'd be like, "This is a coffee shop." He's like, "Get the fuck out of here!" And they'd leave.
Oh my God.
And then they'd leave negative reviews online like, "This guy's crazy."
Oh wow.
Yeah.
They got morals.
My nickname was Pillsbury Doughboy.
No,
too much.
Girls would like. And I would go, woohoo. That's so sad. It was so sad.
You're like Bobby Hill.
Fuck, I'm thinking now, the names that we'd give people that we would have were insane. One of the girls, her nickname was Godzilla.
Oh, man, yes.
I think I know who you're talking about again.
Yeah, and it's like, and the person who started that, I think, was Dano.
Was she ugly?
It was high school. Everyone was ugly. But
everyone's hot, if you know what I'm saying.
So it was, and it ruined her life, I remember. No, sure. It wasn't Godzilla. Godzilla was another girl. The girl who ruined his life was Gargantua.
Oh.
Yeah.
We called the girl Woolly Mammoth.
Yeah, these are terrible things. And then this is what I remember where I was down on the bus and I said, yeah, like I think you, like the limit, you may have passed the limit. Because she was getting so made fun of, called Gargantua, that she changed schools.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
You guys were bullies.
Oh, yeah. And then, listen to me. So then we're in the 80, I remember, and she got, this was another year, and she got in. And Dano sees her and he's like, "Oh, Gargantua." And she loses her fucking mind. And then she said, she's like, "I fucking changed schools. I don't have to fucking deal with you." And it was, and then I asked, because that's, you know me, I'm always asking questions. I'm like, "Hold on a second. Like him specifically?" And she's like, "Yeah, him specifically. He's the one who keeps fucking pressuring. He keeps everywhere he sees me." He would see her in regular day life on Saturday and yell, "Gargantua," shit like that. And I remember it's like she got off the bus. She didn't want to be in the same bus. And I was like, "Yeah, bro, that may be too much. Like, that's unacceptable. This is crazy." But Dano at the time didn't care. He's like, "I don't fucking see it." We were too young at high school. But
was
I remember then she was tall. She was a big, tall
girl,
this and that. But she wasn't fat. She was just tall. But he was just, you know, it's a nickname and you don't want it and someone keeps saying it. So it's fucking annoying. So I, like, even then I understood her. Like, at that time, I was like, "Fuck, that is too much." Like, she's trying to live her normal life and you're yelling at her. And I remember asking, I go, "Is it me?" Or he's like, no, specifically this fucking guy ruined my life. She said, "You ruined my life specifically to him."
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't get it at the time. Like, we didn't know limits, a lot of us.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, it was very bad.
That's what high school's for. You learn your limits.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, it was funny because the first time I ever felt like disappointed in him. Because like, you don't feel bad. He's like, "I don't feel bad at all." But she's changed school. She's a whole life. Like, I feel bad.
Maybe he didn't want to, he wanted to say a man. Like, "I don't feel emotions. I don't feel bad at all.
Oh my God.
I remember, it's funny. I remember that,
I'm a man.
Yeah. We all used to have, nicknames. There was no, if you didn't have a nickname, nobody liked you.
Huh?
Yeah. Unless you had a very unique name. If you had a unique name, then.
And Pentali in your region was not a unique name.
I thought it was, bro, but there was a couple of other ones. And also Big P, because I was bigger too, so I was a fat kid.
Big P?
So Big P, man, it was so much easier to roll people with Big P. At first, I hated Big P. I don't want to be big anything.
Because you were a bigger guy too.
Yeah, I didn't want to be big anything. I was like, "Nah, Pentali." But then Big P stuck. And then I liked it. Okay. Then you get used to it. It's your name. Yeah.
All right, well, you both had cool nicknames. You didn't have a nickname. You were just sexy,
I would like,
shaggy.
I would like not steal stuff, but like, I guess I still do kind of steal stuff from stores. But like, Like we found, our friends and I found, and remember the N-Gage cell phone?
Oh, yeah. I never had one. But
I always wanted one, and my buddy found one in a desk at high school.
Oh, boy.
And we were like, oh, my God. We were like, this is our N-Gage, guys. Like, all my buddies brought the Metro. This is our N-Gage. And then I made a joke, like, wouldn't it be funny if this N-Gage belonged to the biggest, scariest black guy in the high school?
And it did.
And it belonged to the biggest. This is a guy that was like 20 years old in high school.
Oh, I remember those days.
Back then, though, with that. Dude,
Oh, and we're like, no, because we're going through all the pictures. We're like, no, no. And I was like, I swear to God, we got to keep this thing. This is our thing. And then.
They're like, we got to give this back before someone rapes us.
Was there any nudes?
These photos were
legally
garbage.
No. But and then the black dude went to the desk that like the guy was sitting at, and he's like, do you have my N-Gage? You obviously have it. It was in this desk. And he was like, no. And then he just ratted me out immediately. And he walked to my homeroom. The teacher was like, oh, what's going on, Gabriel? You need to leave. You need to get out of
That's
here.
That's amazing.
I was like, he's like, you gotta come with me. And then it was like him and like his like minions, you know, he had like a whole, he was like the king of like his demographic or whatever you would call it.
Were you about to say the king of the
Lion King?
And Timon and Pimba.
Wait, did you just say that this black man was the king of the jungle? Because that's worse. That's crazy. All right. That is absurd.
I know he was about to say that.
We had to all give him $20 every
every day.
No, it was like almost every day for a week.
I love this guy.
And he would smack us.
Love this guy, bro. I already like him. You don't have to sell him to me.
And then years later, we were about to graduate high school, and he was just like just still walking around the high school, like trying to get young pussy or whatever.
30 years old now.
And he's like, you stole my N-Gage. And I bullshitted some story. And then like we all got along and we drank 40s and
shit. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it was all
I joined a street gang.
Tattooed.
Anyway, that is amazing, bro.
Nightmare story.
Every time Gabe tells a story about his high school, it gets crazier and crazier.
High schools, I don't know if they still are. Some probably are in Montreal, but in my time, they were fucked up. Like, my high school was fucked up.
No. Some people studied. Some people did their homework and went home.
You guys had a crazy life.
No, we didn't study at all, ever. No.
If you did your homework, you didn't have time to steal phones.
I didn't do it. I got like a 15% in art class. That's how bad it was.
That's crazy.
I just didn't.
Like a volunteer class.
I just didn't even show up. I just would walk around the school and like walk into other classes and then just disrupt those classes.
Yeah, my first year, me and Dano, it was when we first met. We broke a record for non-attendance.
Oh, shit.
In periods, we had 4 periods a year. More than half the year in periods we missed. We just skipped. We were skipping every day. I discovered skipping my first year of high school.
Wow.
And bro, I never looked back.
University, I get it.
No, high school.
Your parents didn't care?
They didn't know because it's high school.
Yeah.
No, high school, they know.
No, they don't. So here's what would happen.
What?
Yeah.
I'm discovering something.
You got to be smart, dickhead. So what happened is they would call in the day and leave a message. My mom's at work, right?
Yeah.
All I had to do was make sure that message was deleted off the phone before she gets back.
Yep.
That's it. Once we discovered you could call your messages from outside and you go to payphone, it's done. The thing's over.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Who had money?
We didn't have money. We would just go get into adventures. We have a bus pass. We'd get into adventures all around the city. Well, we even went. This is the funniest thing about thinking about this. You'd skip school and then go to other people's schools. I'd go inside other schools. I remember the math class at that school. I remember two schools in particular. One was Outremont High School, where they just let us in from the side. And then, like, I'm walking around the school and I see my buddy Saucy. You remember Saucy? You met him in Toronto?
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck are you guys doing here? And I'm like, I can't see you. He's like, you don't even go here. How'd you get in? Well, we literally just walked in.
You guys went all the way to Toronto? What was that?
No. Now he's in Toronto, but he used to be in Outremont. So this was in Outremont High School. And then they all had to go to class, right? We can't go inside of class. They're going to know it's us. So we hit a bit and they're like, we got to get the fuck out of the school. So we're trying to walk around and not get caught. And then this was like one of those things that only happens in movies. The music class is playing. We're trying to sneak around. The music class is playing. Is playing the Mission Impossible song. Dun, 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 dun. So Dano isn't catching the irony of this. I'm sneaking and I'm laughing. I'm like, what are the odds? And he doesn't get why I'm laughing. So then finally, bro, the security catches us. Bro, he chases us into a bathroom. Now we're so stupid. We're in a bathroom. We can't get out. All those high schools, the bathroom windows have those bars on them.
Yep.
Bro, so I remember he's like all angry with us, but he was acting like we were part of the school and we were trying to skip school and we're just trying to get out of the actual school. So he reached the principal's office and we're waiting to meet the principal. Oh, we don't go to this fucking school. So he's all pissed off. He's getting shot. Like, how? What are they going to do to us? Like, unless they call the cop for trust. Like, what are they going to do? So I'm like laughing and I was like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I go, just follow my lead, whatever. So he goes, and then they're like, wait a second, you didn't even go here. So the principal's like, we're going to call the cops. We're going to tell on you guys. Give me your full legal name and your address. I remember giving the information of a guy that we used to bully. I gave all his info and I'm like, yeah, this is where I live. And look, I'm known even in my school as a piece of shit. No. So I gave all this kid's info. Bro, it was the funniest fucking thing. They used to fuck around. Then I also broke in. We went into Lauryn Hill, I remember once.
Oh, really?
And it was like, you guys had like casual Friday or something where you don't have uniforms? You remember
this?
It was like you
pay money every once in a while. Yeah.
Bro, so we thought Friday's the best day after lunch. No one's going to, we don't go there. I'm not even joking. This fucking girl, I don't know how I didn't punch her in the face. But we're in the school for 4 seconds. This is between classes, so people are walking the halls. This fucking girl scream pointing at us, you don't go here. They don't go here. She's screaming. And I'm like, yo, is this bitch crazy? How the fuck does this bitch know?
She know. That's wild. She's on the podcast.
It's crazy. If you would do that now, cops, helicopters, canine units. We have a terrorist in the building.
I remember going to Lauryn Hill to beat a kid up once.
Whoa.
Yeah. He was fighting with one of my friends. And then we all went to beat the shit out of him.
Oh my God, that's scary.
How did you guys are not in prison?
I don't know.
You become a project manager. Now you're a comedian. Yeah. Like, how did?
Well, because I had that line where like a lot of my friends, some continued. Like they went to school. Others, they had, and I was set back by a year, so I had a weird transition of what do? I drop out? Mm. A lot of them dropped out and went into like work, like mechanics. Yeah. Others went into crime. Some died. Others went into crime, jail, whatever the fuck. Others continued school. Others just do manual labor, but no school, whatever. Yeah. And I had that weird transition period. It was like, what do I do? And I actually remember, I'm not going to say her name, but there was a girl that we used to go to school with. And I remember seeing her in the metro, Alacrity Metro. It was a Saturday. And she had asked me, she goes, we're just talking, like we're going up the stairs. She's like, oh, it's fun seeing you here and all that. And she goes to me, do you still hang out with X, Y, Z person? Yeah. And they were kind of like the criminals of the... And I go, no, I haven't seen them in a while. I'm mostly doing this, this, and she goes, yeah. She goes, because it's kind of fucking weird. She goes, like, you shouldn't, like, you don't belong with, like, them. You know, you're big, this and that, but you don't, like, you smile, you laugh, you tell jokes. Like, you should just continue going to school. You're going to end up in jail with... Like, she was giving me, like, she was my age, but she was giving me, like a father speech type of thing. And I remember, I was like, I was like, fuck, she makes a good point. Like, I don't want to hurt people. I don't sell drugs. I wasn't doing anything that the criminals are doing. And then I just deviated. My new crew kind of became like my buddy Milton, Viron, those guys. Yeah. And we were just like, we'd fuck around, joke around, but nothing. We weren't doing anything criminal. And I went to school. I went to Concordia. It was working.
She's an angel. I had
angel came and saved you.
No. I was already, but it's just when I heard someone from the outside looking in being like, you're not one of these people. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Kind of put shit into perspective. Like, oh, yeah, okay, so I'm doing the right thing.
For me, that person was an Arabic lady teacher, but for the first time, she was the first person to speak to me,
like in ogre.
No, but like you know what I mean, like
properly. I like your watch.
Spoke to me in a language I could understand. Mm-hmm. She looked at me and said, "You want to go eat something?"
Anyways, she
was big.
Gargantuan.
No, she wasn't big. She was actually a very small lady.
I'm saying
Madame Benouna. She was the first one.
What's her last name?
Madame Benouna.
Benouna.
Yeah, I think she was Moroccan or something.
Yeah, that's. I think she's a Moroccan.
She was a very, very sweet teacher, and she was the first, I think, adult that didn't speak down on me. You know what I mean?
Speak down to me.
To me. Yeah. So,
but clearly she should have. So. She looked up to me.
Timing.
That's great.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, what did she tell you?
Get out of my class.
No, because she was the one that had convinced me to stop hanging out with certain people.
Mm.
Something about, I think I had written like a good story, like in French or something.
Yeah.
Like it was like a written thing. And she's like, oh, you're actually good at this, you should try, blah, you should at least finish because then it'll give you access to, like, you know. She sat down and had conversations with me, and then what ended up happening was because I dropped out and then went back, and then I remember I went to adult ed, then I finished adult ed, but then I hadn't actually finished like all the prereqs to continue into CEGEP. And then what happened was the last school I went to, it was like near downtown, near the Olympic Stadium. And then she was my teacher again.
Oh.
Yeah.
They had sex.
And then
fucked her, guys.
Fucking guys.
I fucked my way out of high school. I couldn't pass those math prerequisites. So I just fucked his puzzle puzzle lady.
Lick my taint, Benuna.
You guys are nasty.
She's like, Benuna, meet Beluga. All right, we got to end this because I got to get to the theater.
Okay.
Right. Amr. Have Gabe, links are in the description as per usual. The Good Night Podcast. Yeah. You also have your comedy night Sundays at the M Bar.
Yeah, every Sunday. Join us, guys. Come. It's always fun.
I'm going to go so right fun. Around that corner right now. That's
awesome.
Where the theater's
awesome.
At.
All
right.
We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed and all our fame. We'll make a man.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.